Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and this show is all about spirituality. What is it? Who are we? How do we live a spiritual life? Are we already living a spiritual life? Maybe we don't have to do anything about it. What's up with the heavens, with our multidimensionality? What is it all about? How can we hold spirituality maybe in a better way, a stronger way? We don't know. We're all different. I can't use anybody else as an example of how I want to be spiritual, and yet maybe I can learn from others. So in order to learn from others, we're going to have a conversation with someone who's sitting with me, and she's extremely spiritual. I looked at her videos on the web, and it's amazing the spiritual nature of her work. And so I thought it'd be good to talk about all of this with her. And I'm talking with Deirdre Hayde, and she's a delightful person. I'm feeling her spirituality already, but that doesn't mean that you will until you maybe hear from her and what she's about, and maybe it'll help with your own spirituality, whatever that means. So let's talk about it. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Okay, so I'm glad you could join us and talk about what it all means. Mm. So who are you really in a spiritual sense?
Mm, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for inviting me here. I'm a big fan of yours, so I'm just delighted and really, really honored to be
here today. Thank you.
So you're asking me, who am I? That's the big question.
Well, you're a multidimensional being like we all are.
Right.
But maybe you live in it a little bit more than most.
Well, I am a field of light.
Well, we all are.
And we all are. So the only difference is I'm aware of it.
Okay.
That's the only difference. Because
right.
We're all a field of light.
Maybe that's the key.
Mm-hmm. That is the key.
Is just to know it.
That's right. That's the key.
But, sometimes we bump into things, trip over the curb or something, go, what kind of field of light am I?
Right. Exactly. Well, each of us is a human being. You are a ray of presence, a ray of pure energy. You are pure energy. And that pure energy is delightful and wonderful.
Not always, though.
Well,
what if we're in a bad mood?
Well, let's continue. Let's continue. That beautiful, pure energy, that beautiful ray that you have, it is a light field. But it is not the same light field as my light field. Your ray is unique and original, and it's needed and necessary to make the cosmos work. Every single human being is a piece of all of creation that makes the entire fabric, the entire matrix, the entire beautiful canvas that we call reality work.
And maybe that our planet is that too, and in the universe is a unique personality that we represent.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. That's exact. So let's talk about personality, because you just said that sometimes, what if we hit a curve, hit a wall? What happens? So you are this ray of light, and this ray of light is tethered to what we call divine or universal law, which would be the virtues of goodness, kindness, compassion, care. Those kinds of energies are universal law. Well, what happens? We're in a world based on our misperception that we're separate. So that's just, it's a misperception. And in our misperception, in our misperceiving, it's as if you were to walk around with your head, and instead of your eyes looking forward, you turn your head completely side, and now you're leaning with your left cheek. You're going to bump into the wall.
You're walking blind.
That's right. So that's what happens.
It's interesting, because there's so much talk about the coming new age of 2012 and transformation and what's going to happen. And a lot of the understanding around that is that we'll be able to see again. There'll be an enlightenment of awareness that actually will open our eyes to each other and to ourselves in ways that we'll finally get it. And then it'll be hard to be a difficult person when you're living in the awareness that you're presenting to us.
Absolutely. And that is happening. The way that the universe, or what we call the mazel are the constellations, or the stars. We are affected, because we are one, by the constellations. Not in the way that, oh, today you'll make money, tomorrow you won't. That's not what we're talking about.
And that could be true
also. But what I'm talking about is that the energy field, if you can just understand that we are in an energy field, we are energy, we're all working together in this field. So what's happening now is we're moving into a time where the field of energy, we'll call this light, is actually amping up. It's actually becoming greater. And remember, this great light is based on the virtue of goodness, kindness, care, and compassion.
It's light.
That's right. But I mean, that's what it's based on. That's the core virtue. Every thread of light is grounded in the practical, and we call the practical how we live our life.
Right.
So as this happens, the inner essence of knowing that is within us is waking up. We'll wake up just the way the sun will shine on a field of that just has seeds in the earth. When the sun will come, the rain will come, those seeds will become grasses and they'll become flowers. And that's the age that we're moving into.
So we're moving into it. So we don't really need your work, because we'll get it anyway.
Well, that's a very good point. I could go home right now.
But you don't want to, because you love it so much.
Well, I do love it. And I'll tell you, this is a perfect analogy, because in order for us to be able to absorb this sunlight and this beautiful rain that's coming, we must have awareness, and we must teach the ego mind how to be able to receive what's coming.
Well, my sense is that the teaching will be to help people get what they already have, rather than tell them what they should have. You know, because now there are teachers out there all trying to teach everybody on how to be a better person.
Right.
And people are going, yeah, but. And many people might even, you know, people give it lip service.
Right.
And so teachers aren't really that effective so much as perhaps, you know, empowerment's work.
Right.
And when you're with people that they can actually feel something within themselves and see their own spiritual presence, get it about themselves, then there's nothing to tell them.
Right.
So you're more of let's call it an imbuer.
An imbuer. I love that. I'm an imbuer. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, and also it's what I found in my 30 years of doing what I do, it's about lifting off traumas and obstacles. I mean, that's really what it's about. It's about allowing the things that make us feel that we're less than, or we're not the greatness we are. It's about just allowing those traumas to be lifted and to fall away.
Right. For
and
people,
that's
to,
the key.
For people to recognize their sacredness.
Yes.
Is hard for a lot of people.
That's right.
And I counsel people every day, and so many times I'm sitting with people and I realize they're just not willing to hold themselves in their own power of light and truth. And they're too caught up. People are too caught up in lack and have been disempowered in life.
Right.
And have bought into it.
Mm.
in ways that keep tripping them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at somebody and you say, well, let me tell you, you know, and it doesn't work because they'll trip themselves up again.
Right.
So there needs to be ways of, maybe there are words or actions that can happen that can help people feel the light within themselves and trust it more. It's because our minds are so in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And right. We've been conditioned, our minds have been so conditioned to not have room for anything else.
So it's about allowing those obstacles to fall away. And that is that's the work that I do. I'm really here to bring an energy or a presence which washes away the obstacles, washes away the trauma, so that light, that presence that's inside there, that seed, can actually come to life. And that's the beauty of working with what I call pure energy.
There's a book that I read mm-hmm. years ago that was written in the beginning of the previous century by a woman named Annie Besant.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a book called Living a Spiritual Life. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting because it was a very advanced book. And, you know, even the Bhagavad Gita is so advanced mm-hmm. and that's thousands of years old. So this information has been with us a long time. And Annie, in her book, and I call her Annie only because I know her grandson.
Oh.
So I feel like family.
Yeah.
She said that when you're on a spiritual path, you're always going to be introduced to the dark night of your soul.
Correct.
You're. It's not like, oh, you're spiritual now. You're always going to be carried on a pillow of light, mm-hmm. and everything is going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you're going to bump into darkness.
That's right.
And she said, when you're in that darkness, it is dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you have is your memory of the light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that, and we should all hold that, because there's so many times where we get down.
Right.
And when we're down, we can't make believe we're up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we can remember that there is an up.
Right.
And then we'll get there again somehow, mm-hmm. and trust the process of getting there. And so then it becomes a factor of living in the understanding of light, not always thinking that you have to see yourself bathed in it.
Right, right. And you know, you made a beautiful point, Peter, that we do get pulled down because that's the job of this world, for us to grow, to wake up, and so we meet the obstacles so that we can grow and wake up. And this is where I say it's always nice to have a few tools. So it's always nice to have a mentor, somebody that's gone ahead of you, somebody that said, hey, this is what helped me through it, and to be able to have tools. And that's what I would like bring, is say, here's a toolbox, so when you enter the darkness, you have some tools to work with to get out. Because I went into the darkness, and I was given tools that saved my life, and I made a promise to give those tools away to others.
Oh, good. Well, you showed me some mm-hmm. illustrations that mm-hmm. have been made from your vision and mm-hmm. understanding of spirituality, and I looked at some of those. I hope you have them on the web, or
I do.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
And they're really inspiring.
Mm.
You feel good looking at some of these illustrations. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, a lot of that, those are tools, and so I guess our job is to keep finding tools that can help us hold the light better. we were talking earlier before the show started about angels and how angels can present themselves to us.
Right.
And we might not believe in angels, but sometimes we have visions, and you know, and sometimes they even have wings. And I don't believe that angels need to use their wings, because I don't think there's air in the other dimensions. So I think that the wings are there for our benefit, to feel uplifted. And I think they, you know, they present themselves in a way that helps us appreciate their lightness.
Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, wings are a concentrated form of energy. I mean, angels are a concentrated form of energy, and so...
So are we. It's just light. They're light beings, mm-hmm. we're light beings. They're not on this plane with us, and they're here to help us work
right.
through this density
well,
that
also,
we're in.
and they are also part of you. You know, the angels...
We're all angels.
That's right. We are all angels, and so when you connect into what we call an angel, you're connecting into a place within yourself that's very powerful, and this is one of the tools of working with the dark night of the soul, or working with the darkness that comes when you attach yourself to an angel, which is yourself. You're in the cosmic lila, the play, the dance of the universe with both the light and the dark, and that's when you can move through it and see it for what it is and grow and learn as a soul. We're here
right.
for our soul to grow. This
right.
is not the home of the soul. The soul, this is a foreign land for the soul.
We're doing a job for our soul.
Right.
To build compassion and
mm-hmm.
deeper knowledge and
deeper
wisdom.
Deeper knowledge and wisdom. And we have a conscious mind, or like you and I are talking now, we're aware that we have words, we're conscious of the thoughts. But that is actually a very limited perspective, even though we have a great connection. But it's the soul, it's what's beyond what we know that is really having the conversation
well,
here.
Well, us humans have very limited brains. And we can see that in the world around us, how limited. Mm-hmm. We're getting more and more aware of how limited humans can be, and have to understand that there's something more than these minds that we walk around with, and there's an essence of our own holiness and eternal nature of our souls,
mm-hmm.
that if we can connect to that in beautiful ways, it helps raise our spirits. And people go to church for those reasons, and you know, there's so many ways that people can feel holy.
That's correct.
And it's very important to feel holy. And
wholeness.
Right. But to use it in sacred ways, not pay lip service to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is what I call holding the presence, or being in the presence, being in a state of awareness where you are really conscious of the oneness, that you are one with all of creation, one with nature, one with all of the trees. And you know, sometimes it can be challenging when you're very aware that you're one with people who are filled with hatred, filled with darkness. And what that means is that as long as you're alive, you can't really ever sleep, because you're always working to transmute and transform what's perceived as darkness. Because if you are one with all things, you won't truly be awake until all of creation is awake.
Well, we came here as humans to be on a limited plane. There's a lot of
mm-hmm.
density here, a lot of struggle, and we're in it. And yet, if we wanted it to be like what we think of as nirvana or heaven, or what, you know, then we would be there. We wouldn't be here. We chose to come here for this job.
Yeah, that's right. We have a job.
And so
mm-hmm.
the idea is not to escape the job
right.
and just find some tree to sit under and live in light and escape. I've talked
right.
to people who really want to escape. And we don't blame a lot of people for wanting to,
well,
because
no
the
escape.
Job is hard.
Yeah,
but there is no escape.
And there's no way out.
Right.
There's only through.
So we gotta do our work.
Yep, gotta do the work.
And at the same time, to appreciate that we are greater than this limited life that we've chosen.
Yeah.
And the more that we can have doorways and windows to see our soul and to see a highly spiritual universe, the more pleasure we can have of being in this density.
Absolutely. And I think also, well, I know that part of it is making connections with other people, having that deep connection with a group, with a community, so that you're not alone. That's so very, right. very important to have that fellowship of people. And it's also, you know, part of also what I do, I feel that I'm here to do, you asked me in the beginning, is I'm here as a guide to help you down through a path into the inner kingdoms, into this inner experience of your soul.
Right, and mm-hmm. and that's I like the way you do that. If there
yeah.
are people who want that mm-hmm. pathway,
right.
you're a great opportunity for them.
That's correct.
Not everybody mm-hmm. is looking for that type of pathway.
Correct.
Some people just need to hold each other.
That's right, and that's perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Or go to church,
mm-hmm.
or wherever people can find a bigger part of themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so it's nice to have tools.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people to learn how to use me. I'm mm-hmm. a tool.
Right. There you go.
So I guess mm-hmm. you fit into that category.
I fit into that category.
But a beautiful one. And,
oh.
and you know, it's so nice to see you carry the what would you call it? It's not a torch, because it's a bigger light than that.
Mm.
It's nor a flame. It's really carry the light. Mm. I guess it's the only way we can put it. And to help people feel that harmony of other dimensions, to help them identify those dimensions in themselves, is really important.
Yes, thank you. And you know, I've worked with many, many people in trauma, many children in schools, and people who've been through different natural disasters or different types of loss. And my experience is when you allow yourself to go on the journey of just looking inward and finding this place of light, this energy, I've seen people find hope. People
yes.
be able to find hope,
yes.
people be able to find a purpose, and to move through that life experience
that's
hard.
There are two ways of doing that. One is to, you know, look at possibility of angels or mm-hmm. whatever. The other is just to love each other. Is in tragedy, to hold each other, to love each other, to feel that oneness, the connection.
Absolutely, but not all people are able to do that.
Right.
Meaning they
right.
want to.
We all have different ways.
Right, but not all people are able to do that.
Right.
So one, let's say we have two people, they're married, they're getting ready to get divorced, they want to love, but they can't, they just can't get there. So what I would do is something like this, just very, very simply. Very simply, I would say, we'll pretend. So I would just say, okay, I hear what's going on with both of you, and there's misunderstanding, but let's just try a little something. First of all, we're not going to talk.
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Right.
So I want you just to close your eyes, just to close your eyes and look in your heart, and just imagine that in the center of your heart is a flame, a golden flame of light. Beautiful golden flame of light. And you're just watching this light dance. And as you watch this light dance, just imagine that sitting right there on your head is this beautiful white orb of light. And it's just sitting there, just hovering. And as it sits, just imagine now that this beautiful white light just pours through the top of your head and fills your whole brain with light. Your brain is just tingling with this light. And now just to let this light, just like a stream, just fall down into that candle. See that beautiful candle expand. And now just look at me, and let's just look at that candlelight together. So that's just a little example of working with...
It's bringing people into the presence of their light.
That's right.
And that was beautiful, and I would like to be better at doing that with myself a lot, and I always say that I'm very ritually challenged, so I don't. It's hard for me to construct a ritual like that to do, but it's beautiful and certainly feels good when you do it. We all have different ways that draw us,
right?
And
so that's just
and
something.
And
that's
I love
simple.
That, and it's been recommended to me many times to work with light and color and certainly gold light and white light.
Well, you know, when I was at one of the schools in New Orleans, 9th District from Katrina Hotel, from the hurricane, these children had been through tremendous trauma, lost families, lost everything. And they were large numbers of children there who were suicidal. And we did these simple little energy works because light is love. And so many, 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 many of these children said to me, "Thank you, I have hope again."
Yes.
We didn't have to
go into the
trauma. Didn't have to...
It's amazing how children
get
it.
They just got it. They just said, "I got it, I felt the light, thank you, you gave me hope." And
right.
and the children were really transformed.
Right.
So simple, so easily. Because that remembrance of that inner world... the inner dimension.
Well, children, I think they're closer to it, and adults can be harder on themselves.
Mm.
I've had situations in my life where I've had a group of teenagers come to me and ask me to do a healing circle for them, and I look at them and go, "Wow, you know, I was just shocked that they got it, that they really wanted that, and it really helped them a great deal."
Mm.
And so it's nice to offer that. And so it's an opportunity, but again, coming back to the idea of spirituality, we don't need to live an outward spiritual life.
Right.
We only need to remember who we are.
That's right, that you are spirit, you are an energy, you are awareness, you are truth, all of that. Just being aware of that, just being conscious of that, and it's about the inner journey,
right? And to understand that our minds just have their own programs that are self-limiting, and we can say thank you, mind, but I've got better things to do,
right? Exactly.
So we only have about a minute or so left, and Deirdre Haid, how can people connect with you?
Oh, thank you. Well, you can go to my website, which is deirdrehaid.com, and that's deirdrehaid.com. Email me. I answer all my emails. I'd love to answer any questions and have a dialogue.
And they can email you through your website?
Through my website.
Okay, good.
So I'd love to form a connection and answer any questions that I...
And I recommend that people go to your website to be uplifted, to see some of these illustrations, and you have some meditations on your website.
Yes,
okay.
Meditations.
So it's an opportunity if you're feeling down and you want to be lifted up. It's a place to go. It's a tool to use.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's it's so enjoyable to talk about this, Deirdre, and thank you so much for being on Energy Stew.
Oh, well, Thank you, Peter. Thank you for inviting me. It's a joy to be here with you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. And thank you so much for listening.